Peacefire Ministry is a ministry of care, discernment, transformation, and commissioning. But Peacefire Ministry is not a substitute for safety. A Peacefire coach minister must never treat all conflicts as equal. Some conflicts are ordinary misunderstandings. Some involve hurt feelings, poor communication, pride, avoidance, or unresolved tension. But other situations involve danger. There may be abuse, coercion, threats, violence, stalking, intimidation, sexual misconduct, child abuse, elder abuse, domestic violence, criminal behavior, suicidal intent, medical danger, exploitation, or a severe power imbalance. In those situations, the minister must not simply say, "Let's help you have a conversation." A private conversation is not always safe. A direct confrontation is not always wise. A call to reconciliation can become harmful when the person being pressured is vulnerable, afraid, manipulated, or unsafe. Proverbs 22:3 says that a prudent person sees danger and takes refuge. That is not fear. That is wisdom. Safety is not opposed to faith. Safety can be part of faithful love. Power differences also matter. Conflict between two close friends is different from conflict between a supervisor and employee, pastor and congregant, teacher and student, parent and child, caregiver and dependent adult, or ministry leader and volunteer. When one person has greater authority, influence, control, money, status, or access, the conflict must be handled carefully. A Peacefire coach minister should ask, "Is anyone afraid of what might happen if they speak? Has there been a threat? Is anyone being pressured, monitored, controlled, or isolated? Is there a history of violence, intimidation, or retaliation? Would a private meeting put someone at risk? Does this situation require pastoral oversight, emergency help, legal support, counseling, or mandatory reporting?" These questions are not an interruption of ministry. They are ministry. Appropriate escalation means the minister recognizes that the situation needs additional support beyond ordinary coaching. Escalation may include contacting emergency services, following mandatory reporting procedures, involving church safeguarding leadership, consulting a supervisor, referring to a licensed counselor, connecting with a domestic violence agency, recommending legal counsel, or following a host institution's policy. The Peacefire coach minister should not promise absolute secrecy. Confidentiality matters, but it has limits when danger, abuse, vulnerable person harm, or legally reportable concerns are present. A helpful phrase is, "I am grateful you told me. I can continue to support you spiritually, and this situation also deserves additional help." That sentence does three things. It honors the person. It keeps the minister in role. It opens the door to appropriate support. The minister must also resist strange fire. Sometimes a Christian leader wants to keep everything private to protect the reputation of a family, church, ministry, or leader. But secrecy can become wildfire when it allows harm to continue. Peacefire does not hide danger. Peacefire tells the truth with wisdom. Peacefire protects the vulnerable. Peacefire follows appropriate law and policy. Peacefire refuses to pressure unsafe reconciliation. This week, build safety into your practice. Do not wait for a crisis to decide what you believe. Prepare your safety language, referral list, documentation pattern, and escalation process before you need them. Faithful conflict ministry is not only warm, it is wise.